And what we have is a little bit of a chizuk. The Leila Seder, a little bit of Divrei Torah, and to have a bit of an appreciation of what we can take out of the Leila Seder, and understand what the Kedushas of the Leila Chag is able to achieve on every level in Klal Yisrael. The system that we followed here is, started with a few lines of the Nesivah Sholem, but then I broke right in the middle when he presents an idea, and to show you what Rav Tzadik has to say about that. Then we resumed the Nesivah Sholem, and then we went back to Rav Tzadik again. So we start with a few lines of the Nesivah Sholem, then to Rav Tzadik, and then Nesivah Sholem again, and then again Rav Tzadik. The Nesivah Sholem begins on the famous shtickle that we say in the Haggadah. We say we give, among the many things that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, we say the Haggadah, Baruch HaMokoyim Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasim Toyed Olam Yisrael. We say Baruch Hu, Keneged Abo Bonim Dibre Toyed. So this, of course, this becomes the Hagdomah. This becomes the Hagdomah to Magid. And the idea of starting, before we start, and we mention the idea of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Baruch HaMokoyim Baruch Hu, and that the Torah addresses itself, Keneged Abo Bonim. What that means is, that Indian Hagdoma Hazois Mahamagid Loy Medalat Pomin Beloshin Baruch Vahidor Lashim Yisborach the Alzeh Shedibra Torah Keneged Dalat Bonin. What does it mean that the Torah speaks to all the four Bonin? It means Haino Sheyeshba Inyone Chizuk Bavoides Hashem Lachol Echod Bashehu. It means that the Torah is the all-encompassing Sefer, that anyone, no matter on what level he is able to gain Chizuk and a derech in life from the Torah. As the Beis HaLevi already points out in a number of places, that the Torah is the only sefer that is equally intellectually stimulating to a tinnik, as they say, ben chomish lemikra. Then you can have a goyin ha-goyinim or gavin le-goyin. You have to know, everybody learning the same Torah. Basically, everybody understands that in his own level. But you don't have any other sefer in the entire world, any other book that was written by anyone, that the same sefer can be read, right? And can be useful to people of the highest level of intelligence, and yet people forget of minimal intelligence. And yet the Torah is something to be a child begins to learn on Chumash, and the Selma Chumash is being learned by Gedolei Yisrael. And no matter how smart they are, no matter how high the level of intelligence is, the Torah is Keneged Abba Bonim, but it means to say there's Inyonim of Chizuk and Avodas Hashem L'Cholecha Bashehu Shebechol Matzov of Aruchniyim. Then every Matzov of the Yid in his Ruchniyim is a Matzov, no matter if he's on a higher level, whether he's on a lower level. Yochel is Chazik can find Chizuk in the Torah Ki L'Ben Nechshev L'Tnei Mokim. Because no matter, here's the Nekuda, no matter where a person's station in life is, whether it's in a high madrig or a low madrig, whether it's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he always remains to be a ben, always remains to be a son. Hein im hu b'matzev shel ben chochom, hein im hu b'matzev shel ben rosha. A ben is a ben. Father has a son who's a rosha. Father's son is not a son. Biologically, it's a son. It's a ben. So yesh lo yisatoy a ben, but there's more than that. And we'll see. Yesh lo yitshuve ala she'elo yisameikas lo yolot. And all the various kashyos and all the various questions that might be bothering him, the answers can be found in the Torah. So no matter what the matzav is, Keneged Ababonim Debetoyah, the Torah has something to say to each and every Yid, no matter what his level is, no matter what his matzav is. The Torah has answers and the Torah has directed, and the Torah has instructions, so every person can find chizuk, no matter what the situation is. Whatever his matzav and ruchnius is, he finds chizuk in the Torah. And he points out that even the Ben Rosha has the Torah of the Ben, that we say Keneged Abba Bonim Dibre Torah. No one is lost, because no matter what he is, no matter what his matzav is, he's always a Ben. You're a Ben, so no matter where you are, you still have the Iskasha, you still have the Iskarvis, and you still have the connection to the Rabbi Nishkar. On that note, we stop for one moment, and we depart, and we go to Rav Tzadik and Pre-Tzadik in Shavuos. On the end of the Shavuos, a few lines, Rav Tzadik and Ois Yud Ches. Rav Tzadik says Pshat on the Posik that it says by Matan Torah, which of course, Pesach, the whole Pachlis of Gulas and Prime, as opposed to this, was Matan Torah. So they're all interconnected. They're all, of course, very much related. That was the whole purpose of Yitzis and Prime. And Matan Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his love that he has for Am Yisrael, that Am Yisrael will be as the Gula. Gula means a treasure. Klal Yisrael will be my treasure. Kili kol oretz. What does it mean? Well, Perish Rashi, Rashi says, that you should not say, Atem levatchem shali. In other words, the Yid might say, after all, we are only people who belong to you, so maybe that reduces the significance of our chesivis. If we're the only ones that belong to you, so no. But the chiddush is paket. The chiddush is that kili kol oretz paket. The entire world belongs to me, and yet, who is my treasure? Of everything that I own, the entire world, kili kol oretz. In spite of the fact that everything and everything in the world belongs to me, but yet you, Klal Yisrael, you will be my treasure. You are my treasure. Ve'heim ve'einai ve'lefonai ve'klum. Azri v'ayzat Rashi. Not just that the mile of Klal Yisrael is closer or choshever, but the extent that Rashi uses in interpreting the pasuk, that anyone else compared to Klal Yisrael is ve'klum. His mind is like nothing. Everything is bottled and is battled completely. Klal Yisrael is the zgula. Klal Yisrael is the treasure before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if something asked the Pasha the Kasha, the Kosher. What's Ma Rebusa? What's the Chiddush? The fact is, Arehu Umoit Miyanu Malakab LaTayr. The Muslim didn't want to receive the Tayr. This entire is history, this Pasha. Right? So the Muslim refused to receive the Tayr, to accept the Tayr. The Yisrael Kibu LaTayr. No, they accepted the Tayr. So Ma Rebusa, Sheyi is the Gula Mekolamim in Yishmu. So what's the big deal? So what's that like a Chiddush? After all, they accepted the Tayr. They accepted the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tayr. So about it? Ach Eimrim, however, it is said, B'Sheva Yehudi Yakodis the Tal. Tzadik quotes, it says, the Yid HaKodesh. Remember, we discussed already a few times, number of times we had with Tzadik quotes, the Yid HaKodesh. Again, Yid HaKodesh, of course, was the founder of the Tshitcha Chassidus. And the Yid HaKodesh, first of all, was a Goyin Otzum, was a Goyin HaGoyim, tremendous Charis. And this tremendous Oyved Hashem, the idea was that people knew originally that he was a Godel B'Torah. But he did not know his great Madregas and Avodah Hashem because he was an Ish Tzenua. Basically, when he did things, he did it by Ish Tzenias. And matter of fact, people didn't even see him daven with a minyan. So interesting thing. And even the mikveh, he lived in Apsa at first. After the chasen, he lived in Apsa, where the Apsa Rub was. And no one even saw him go to the mikveh. So people didn't understand, didn't realize his great Madregas in Kedusha and Avodah Hashem because he did it with Tzenah. And the Apsa mikveh happens to be known as a mikveh that had 90 milers. That's what they used to say, the Apsa mikveh, 90 miler mikveh. 5-star hotel, 90-star mikveh. This is the mikveh. And he didn't do it. Every day he used to daven, you know, in the attic of his house, you know, which is full of straw and so on and so forth, with such a yislahavus that they say that his teeth fell out in the Amos HaBoyre. His teeth fell out in the Amos HaBoyre. Tremendous level of Oyus Hashem. And he always asked his wife never to reveal his madregas, because he's the only one who knew, not to reveal anyone his great madregas. And he used to go to the mikveh Katoy Slaila. After Chatzos, people were asleep, and the mikveh was cold. He'd ask you to tell you back in cold. And then he would go and sit and learn until daybreak, until morning. So he became a scar of the Chassidus. And he went, the first stop was to the Chayz of Lublin. That became his first Rebbe. Chayz of Lublin was his Rebbe, and it is said that when he came to Lublin the first time, before the Rebbe ever saw him before, set eyes on him the first time he sees him, he says, Rebbe Itaki got up from his chair and ran towards him, and with his two hands he brings him in. And they had him sit right next to him. So he was marked right away the Kodesh Neshama of the Yid HaKodesh. After that, he settles in Pshitcha and becomes known as a Rebbe for thousands of Chassidim. His name went out in the world as a Kodesh of Israel. And one of the reasons they say that he was called, this is the name he was called, this he called the Yid HaKodesh. Many, many suggestions why, no one's clear exactly. But one of the reasons they say he was called the Yid HaKodesh, one is because his Kodesh Neshama was a Nitzus of Mordechai HaYehudi. And Megillah says Mordechai HaYehudi. They say that his Shoresh Neshama was the Nitzus, was the spark of Nishmas Mordechai HaYehudi. And the Kedusha Rim once spoke about the Yid HaKodesh many times, but he pointed out and he said, in the same way that we say Rabbi Kiva was the Ilui between the Tanoim, he said the Yid HaKodesh is the Ilui among the Tzadikim. This is what the Kedusha Rim said about Yid HaKodesh. So it was mentioned he was great Benigalu Benister, among his great Talmidim was of course Rebbe Rabinim of Pshitcha, famous Rabbi Rabinim, that was his Talmud. The Kotzker Rebbe, the Shlomo Leiber, the Lenche, that was his Talmud, and so on, and other great, great people himself. The tragedy was that the Yid HaKodesh was not Maariv Yomim, and he was Nifter on Gimel Chalamoid Sukkis, and he was 48 years old. And this was in 1814. That was the period of the Yid HaKodesh. So take a look here, the Tzadik mentions here the Yid HaKodesh. just interesting thing just to mention, when we speak about speaking about the Yiddish Kodesh, that they say that when the Yiddish Kodesh was in Pshischa, when he came to the Chozim of Lublin, there was once at Kufa that he was very, very sick, he was very, very ill. And so the son of the Yiddish Kodesh goes to the Chozim of Lublin to ask him for a bracha, that the Chozim should be mispal on behalf of the Yiddish Kodesh for Fuhi Shalema. So the Chozim said, and this was in the early stages when the Yiddish Kodesh was not yet known as a man of Yisrael. It was still just when it was the transition period of becoming known and popular. So the Chozim of Lublin says, listen, he says, the Yiddish Kodesh needs a Fuhi Shalema. He says, you know what his problem is? The problem is that he's Madrega. His neshama is so high that he already accomplished his mission on this world. And that's why he became ill, because he's in a matter of sakona to have to leave this world, because he already completed his task. So what's the answer? He says, Shlach lecho anoshim, we're going to keep to send you people for your tour, and extra years are going to be added to your life, he says. In other words, you're going to have a new avoider, you have a new task in life, you're going to be a rebbe, you're going to be a man of Yisrael. So you're going to be needed by the tibur, from close to the tibur, so now that's going to extend your life. He says, Shlach lecho anoshim, for Yosuru, he says. We're going to send people to you. Then a Rebbe for Chassidim, the chicken mention. And for Yosuru, also from Lashon Torah, he said that you're going to teach them in Yederach and Torah, in Yederach and Avodah, and Avodah Hashem. And that's when in Kachavah, this is the way it was, and he became a Rabban Shul Yisrael. There's one interesting thing that Sfasemis himself, Sfasemis mentions in the Sefer Sfasemis and Parshas Bamidbar, Knas Tov Reish Lamates. So Sfasemis mentions that the Yid HaKodesh, every day, not only, you know, he's supposed to be Moshe Bahilas, no, that's precious. So he's not supposed to be the name of Sema Drega. I mean, that's for everyone. To a certain extent, a person should grow. Right? So that's precious. But he says the extent that the Yid HaKodesh grew from day to day to such a Madrega, with such a chilik, every day, the new Madrega compared to the old Madrega was the same chilik as from a non-Jew to a Jew. That's what it's called, the Yid HaKodesh. Now he became a Yid, as if yesterday he was not. Hashem is like this. He said the Yid HaKodesh was called Yid HaKodesh because Nis'ala b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, because every day he grew such a madrega k'moy me'ena Yehudi v'Yehudi. The Hashem should write that. You can imagine the type of madregas we're talking about. Yid HaKodesh was a tzadik ador, tzadik yisad oylam, but nevertheless every day he grew so high, higher and higher, that the comparison to before was like from a non-Jew, from an ena Yehudi to a Yehudi. But he said anyway he was a malamed in his younger years before he was a rebbe, before anything. And later he was inspired to him as a pro Yeshua. So the child that he taught became sick on his eyes, became sort of like blinded in his eyes, so he wasn't able to see. So the father, who had hired the Yid HaKodesh at that time to be a Malamed, in the house, he brings the Talmud over to the Rebbe, and he says, he needs a refuah on his eyes. And the name of the Chayla was Moshe. So he comes to the Yid HaKodesh, and begins to speak to him a little bit in the Bereshit. And he says to him, he says, Moshe, that's what he told him about Torah. He says, Moshe, do you hear what I'm saying? The Chayla's name was Moshe. He says, yes, I hear. So the Yid HaKodesh says, Oy Bazoi, the prophet says, Vayishma Moshe, Vayisab De'enov. His eyes became fine. He says, Vayishma Moshe, Vayisab De'enov. In Kachabit, in other words, we learn. Let's take a look at what the Tzadik says here, B'Shem the Yid HaKodesh. So he says like this. The Yid HaKodesh said concerning the Kashas, remember the Kashas, the Yisim Lisegulim Mikol Amin. So what is the Chiddush? After all, Klal Yisrael were the only ones that were Makabel the Torah. So he says, Shepirish Loshin Zguli, not Zgul is, Shukimoy Zguli B'loy Shum Tam. You know, some people, you know, when they need Yeshuas, you know, so they go to Balam or Kabbalah or something, they give them a Zgula. How Zgula works? Nobody knows how Zgula works. It's a Zgula. That's what's called a Zgula. It's a Zgula. It works. I don't know how it works. So the Yid HaKodesh said, the Loshin, the Yisem, least the Gula, and the Kolam, it means it's a Gula, and it means there's no reason. What do you mean there's no reason? The Hainu, Achash Yekibu HaTayre, when Yidin were Mekabal the Tayre, once they were Mekabal the Tayre, Ot, the Yisem, the Kemoy, the Gula, means, Afim Chas Visholem Yekalkalu, that even if Chas Visholem, if Yidin detract, and even Chas Visholem, they veer off the Derech, the Yiglu Leben Umas, even when they are exiled between the Goyim, Gam Kem Tiri Li Beloy Shum Tam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an unconditional kesher Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael remains the all-time treasure of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, regardless of their situation and regardless of their behavior. U'kamo Yishenemar, as the Pasuk says, the Navi says, Halei Ach Esav LeYakoy, the Pasuk says, Halei Ach Esav, and it says, V'oyev Es Yakoy, V'es Esav Tonei, that's what the Pasuk says. What's the chiddush in the pasuk? Because Baruch Hu says that I love Yaakov over Esav. What's the chiddush? The Yidakot, he says, you know what it means? Ach Esav leYaakov v'hayna. Apshi Yaakov yasachas v'sholem kemas Esav. That even if the Yid chas v'sholem behaves, that Yaakov becomes the bechin of Esav. Or Esav yidben b'masav v'sim ki Yaakov. Let's say vice versa. Let's say Esav akev. Esav as a goy will begin to do maisim toivim like Yaakov. The love will never change, and the love will not transfer. Yaakov becomes a love, becomes a treasure, remains a treasure because of Yaakov, and Esav remains Esav. He says, regardless of what it appears to us, he's doing good and he's doing bad. That's what it means. Mikol amen means apshetiyu b'toich amen, which is even though Yidden are in Golus. Golus is symbolic, of course, that Yidden did not live up to what they should have. Yidden did not live up to the madrigas of the acceptance and commitment to Torah. That's why they're in Golus. Doesn't make a difference, no matter where they are, no matter what the situation. B'chol mokim shehem. B'chol oifi shehu. B'yitim li segula. Segula means b'loi tam. There's segula. Because Baruch Hu has this unconditional, inseparable connection and kesher with Klal Yisrael. So this is what the Pritzadik of Tzadik brings. This is in Shavuot, as he says, he brings from the Yid HaKodesh. I want to show you in the other Sefer, many other Sefarim. First of all, take a look at the Sefer of Sisei Loilo, Sefer of Rav Tzadik, on Daf Pei Tes. Look at 5 lines or so. Look what Rav Tzadik says, another few lines. Where again, Rav Tzadik elaborates again on this idea. And Rav Tzadik says, Avo be'emes Yaakov bochor loiko Yisrael lisvegulosoi. Again, the Lashon Segula. Another Pasuk, right? Again, the Lashon Segula is mentioned. Very interesting. Because Baruch Hu chose Yaakov, right, to be his chosen nation, the chosen people, lisvegulosoi. Kiyadua, what does lisvegulosoi mean? Kiyadua ha-pirish al v'yisim lisvegula mekolamin. So the Tzadik is referring what he said before in Pre-Tzadik. Interesting here, though he doesn't bring it to Shem the Yid HaKodesh. But in Pre-Tzadik, he brought it from the Yid HaKodesh. In the same way that we just learned v'yisim lisvegula mekolamin. Derot zoloim mekemoi zvegula shuveboi tam nigla. Zvegula means there's no tam nigla, because of course there's a reason. Nothing happens for naught. When we say there's no reason, means we don't see the reason. The reason is not apparent. Rakach adover, mesugul mesgula, right? We say it's mesgula, it's mesugul. How is it? This is the way it is. Kach, mashe b'nei Yisroel o Yisborach, mikolo amin. The fact that Klal Yisroel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are chosen above all the people, the loitam be his galus boilam azeh klal, even though we don't see the reason boilam azeh. The reason is much more deeper rooted. Although you may not see the reason, you'll say, this kind of a yid, because Baruch Hu can find a love, can find a kesher, can find a kesher, this type of yid. This is the way it is. It's a zgula. The zgula, which means even though we don't see the reason and we don't recognize the time. Da'agam, dishneim, shovim, lamar, sayim, boy, lamar, even though, if boy, lamar, let's say Esav will do things, right, which will appear to the naked eye that he's doing even better than a yid. He says, v'oyev es Yaakov, shuhu hepech hazima, because Yaakov is symbolic of the opposite of Zima, of immorality. Kashem Yisborach Soinei. That's Esav Soneisi Shuhu Molei Zima. That's what it is. Abdul Amar Soinei Nekein. So even if you think that you're going to find an Esav, but it's not Molei Zima, you think he's not Molei Zima. Makoma Kashem Yisborach Makir Shor Shom HaMelam. Yisborach goes to the Shoirish. Yisborach goes deep, deep down to the Shoirish. Ne'ene B'nei Yodom, which is Nelam, Ene B'nei Yodom, which is, right, which is hidden. And if you go down to the Shoirish, you'd be able to look into the Shoirish, you'd see the vast, vast difference between Yaakov and Esav. So even Klapachut, with the Maisim Achitonim, right? Yaakov does not appear to deserve to have the love and the Kesher and the Ahava from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Novi says this Nishtazoi. Haloi Ach Esav LeYaakov, even if Esav is a brother to Yaakov, Yaakov behaves like an Esav. He's like a brother to Esav. It appears that he's doing the exact same thing as an Esav. Doesn't make a difference. So Oyev is Yaakov, that's Esav Tanesi. The Yisim is the Gulov, the Kolamim. So again, this has been reiterated again to show the mile of Klal Yisroel, B'chol Oifin Shehem, because the Shoirish of Klal Yisroel is always, always connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And take a look now further again in a different Sefer, in the third Sefer of Rav Tzadik, the Sefer called Machshav Yitzchoritz, which means the channeled thought. Machshav Yitzchoritz, the channeled thought on Daf Nun Hei. There is Tzadik HaKoyen, again, gives a little bit of another twist on it to elaborate a little more about this idea that Klal Yisrael is beloved, are the Zegula Mikol Amin, no matter what the situation. You may ask yourself a question. Is this fair? I mean, if a goy does good and a yid does bad, so how is it fair that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, I'm going to love Yaakov, right? And yet Esav I'm going to hate. But this Esav is not a Stam Esav. This Esav is not a Stam Esav. This is one of the good ones. So and Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course, is a noyiv mishpat, v'hakol b'mishpat. Aval b'emes gam zeh b'mishpat. Oh. So the truth is, the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu always loves Yaakov, that's also the mishpat. Aval pi shenira kechuka b'olam hazeh. The Tzaddik says is we are not able maybe to see the reason. B'olam hazeh. Because Kemoishi is b'toyla chukim. Look, in the Torah there are many laws which are chukim. Zloy nigla tamam. But are you going to tell me that they don't make sense? Every mitzvah in the Torah, in spite of the fact that it is referred to as a choik, it's a choik meaning to us, but not to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's hakol b'mishpat. Everything is well grounded, right? And everything is based upon good, deep reasons. So in the same way that the chukim in the Torah, zloy nigla tamam. The truth is, the chukim are also mishpat. To us, it's only chukim. Even by the chukim, there is a very good reason for it. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts his world. The Tzaddik said, I'll give you an example. The same way that it doesn't appear to be a reason. Masha Odom writes a Zedovar, the Oye Vechoshik, Beloishim Tam, Goli, Belubi. Give him a Marshall. You have two people. One person likes spinach, one does not. Give me a reason. Doesn't appear to be a reason. Reuven likes it, but doesn't. Why? You have the same tongue, you have the same. You don't know. So even though you can't tell the reason, so I like it. And you say you don't like it. Babush can't tell me why. Zugma Pavush does his leaf, wasn't he? Why? Can't tell me why. Same, it tastes good. He tastes good. Him, it doesn't taste good. The exact same Achel. So it doesn't appear, right, to the naked eye, it doesn't appear that there's a reason why this person has a cheshik for this and the other person doesn't. But there is a reason. There is a reason. Except we don't see the reason. We don't understand the reason. There's a topic that's exactly the same thing here too. There are reasons for all things in spite of the fact that we may not recognize it. We may not see the reason. Like he says, Ke'inyan she'ein tam baros, and just like we cannot give a reason, Masha Odom writes a Zedover. Why a particular person? Why do you like a particular sport? He does not like that sport. G'dayim g'dayim. Right? In every area of life. You can't figure out why is it that he's driven to a certain situation. The zikr is a reason. Except it's Nelam. It's hidden. You don't know it. The kach, so too says Rav Tzaddik. Ahavat Hashem Yisborach LeYisrael. Yahavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to call to Aval Pi She'ein Niratam. Even though it doesn't appear to be a reason sometimes. Okamoy Shenemar. V'amartem b'mei avtonu. The Pasuk even expresses this. Why do you love us so much? Are we doing the right thing always? Look at our matzah. Why do you love us? The Pasuk asks the question. Shafilu yasu ma sheyasu lo yazveim be'eretz oyveim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never leave them when they are in Golus. Ubiyot chazoko em loich aleichem v'sisi ashe b'chuki teleichu. The end result is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that everybody will return. V'yotachem l'chol goy. But this will not be by other people. Even if Esav will do everything good, that's the way it looks to us, and Yaakov will do everything that's bad, because you see it that way. Umidus hamizgal mitzaris pashtusam, as it becomes evident the things that people do. But Hashem yira lelevav, because Baruch Hu looks deeper. Because Baruch Hu looks beyond the surface. Kemenu toyis chaim, it's the heart where the source of life comes from. So the essence of a person is defined not always by his ma'aseh machitzoniim. The essence of the person is defined by his source of life, which is the lev. Because Baruch Hu is the only one to look into the lev of a person, regardless of what a person does. That's where the lev comes from. V'amasim kulam anim shochem, that's mizgalas liboy. V'noivim imamake halev. Everything is a picture from the depth of the heart. Hanela me'ein ma'ayin hodam atzmoy. V'agolu lifna shemizborach bizman. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to see all of that. Shemizborach heyed api neviyov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made, as we've seen, the neviyim, the hulibon shulisoil. Haine, the ma'amke libom dovazil chayim. Every yid, no matter what the situation, his heart is always connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. As you say, his heart is in the right place. regardless of what the person is doing, no matter what his mighty machat training, but his heart is always dovid in a kodesh bochel. So no matter whatever the situation is, the yisim is the gulam kolam. And we may not see it because you don't see what's doing in the heart of the yis. You're not a maven on the sitzik in the heart of the yis. However, as the pasuk says, ro'oyevis yakoy this esof tanesi. We are not able to see and recognize what's doing in the depth of the heart of the yid. But the lave of the yid, as is mentioned, is dovuk b'lechim chayim. The yid is already now in the Yerlam Emes. There was a Tikkur Rebbe, someplace in the United States, actually in Los Angeles. The Tikkur Rebbe, he had a lot of problems, in his heart, serious heart problems. Many, many years, he was a Holocaust survivor, and since then he was suffering a lot with his heart trouble. He always needed medical attention, back and forth. Once the situation aggravated himself, and one of the big doctors says that he needs an operation on his heart. It's just those days, especially, was a very serious operation. That he really didn't have to undergo it, it would be a big gain, not have to put yourself in such a mattress. He was a chassid in Antwerp in those days. There was a rebbe by the name of Rabitzikov Chavosky, famous rebbe. He's talking over the old time rebbe. So made contact with the Rebbe and said that so-and-so, this and this doctor says that I need a heart operation. So the Rebbe said to him, he says, the doctor, the Ayid or the Zagoy? The Zagoy. He said, Agoy is Kamayim of Ayidish heart. It's okay, because you don't have an operation. And Kachavi, they didn't have the operation, but he lived to a ripe old age. I know the Yid got it. All right, so it's Agoy is Kamayim of Ayidish heart. That's what the Tzaddik is saying. He says, we're not amazed with Sittach Banayid. He says, Ma'afke Libam, in the depth of the heart of the Yid is Dovid Bilakim Chaim. He's always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this really, now we go back to the Nesiv Yisholm. The Nesiv Yisholm said, Keneged Abo Bonim Dibri Torah. Right? Let's refresh our memories here. He said that even the Ben Rosh, no matter what the situation is, he still has the Torah of Ben. Based upon this Ripsadi, we can understand it. Because the Yid, no matter what the situation, the Yisim Lisagula Mikoloamim is, no matter what the situation is. Because we only see things on the surface. From the depths and the amkus, the emek and the yid, going to the depth of the heart of the yid, a yid is dovuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad his lev, no matter what the situation. So Kaponim says, this really is really the oimek HaKavonim that the Nesiv Yisholem is referring to, that Keneged HaBavonim Dibritayu, no matter what the situation, even Keneged the Ben Harosha. So now we go back to the next column and take a look at the Nesiv Yisholem further. So he says, Shaila Saben, actually we want to set some time, what we're going to do, okay, Shaila Saben Chochom, Moed is Vachukim, right? The Ben Chochom asks the question, Moed is Vachukim, as the Tziv Hashem Lekeinu Eschem, and the Tshuva is She'ein Ma'afir and Ma'achar Petach Afikoyman. What is the real question and what is the answer? Again, there's so many different Teirushim. You see, the Shom suggests, Yeshloimer, he says, of Himasha Kosov the Sefer Divrei Moshe. Divrei Moshe is from the Moshe Lekoshin to the son of the Koshin to Magid. He once quoted it from a different Sefer of the Koshin to Magid's son, which is the Be'er Moshe. But there's many, many Sforim that he wrote. The Moichel Yochim Bria, the guy, he's a great rebbe, big tzaddik in his own right, son of the Kodesh to Magid. He writes that to explain Shailus Achochem, Moho Eidus. What does it mean, Moho Eidus Ashitiv Hashem Eschem? So he says, Tivo Hu Loshin Tzavso. If you're familiar a little bit with Loshin Aramish in the Gemara Tzavso Choda, which means a chibur, a connection. When you talk about people together, when you talk about a chibur of people, it's called they are b'tzavas echoda, which means they are connected, right? Avtzvas b'tzvas asuya, right? Tzavas, right, together, to connect, to hold. So Mamela, so he says, the Loshin Tziva here is for Loshin Tzavas, which means hainu dveikis v'chibur. The shoyl, the chokom's question is, maze she'atem atzadikim zoichim. How is it that I see that you tzadikim are zoichal yidei Eidus, the chukum mishpatim is David Bashem. In other words, you have many people, you know, who say that somehow the religion doesn't inspire them. I go to shul, I put on tzum, I do all the right things, but somehow I'm not moved. I don't feel, I'm not inspired. And yet I see tzaddikim doing the same mitzvah, and why with it? We see the connection, we see the dveikas Bashem, we see it in them. So the chukum is asking from in this intellectual question. He says, how is it that by you I see, by you, tzaddikim, I see through the Eidus and the Chukim, I do the same Eidus, I'm the kind of other mistress that you are. And yet I don't find and I don't feel the Dveikas Bashem. I don't feel that it's Zoyrus. How is it you are Zoyche? How is it that the Torah makes a different contribution to your life than it does to me? I'm not inspired as you are. Why? Vani mekayim es hakol. Ich bin auch mit mekayim everything. Wenn ich solche Lova des Weckes bei Shem. The Shavosoi comes the answer. Ke hilches ha-Pesach, she'ein mafir nachar ha-Pesach ha-Pikoymen. What does it mean? We know that Shah-Pesach nechal ala soiva, right? We know that the Koran Pesach was eaten at the end of the Seudah, after you're already satisfied, right? You don't eat the Koran Pesach in the first hunger. First of all, you eat your Seudah, and you eat the ha-Pikoymen at the end of the Seudah. Pesach is nechal ala soiva. You know what it means? It means shelo yargish koltanu gashmi. The idea is when a person is already satisfied, he's eating Koran Pesach, by that time he's eating L'Shem Shemayim. He's not eating L'Shem Taibah. He's eating L'Shem Shemayim. V'hainu, what the answer comes back, Shimroitim li'ezovik b'Hashem, if you want to be connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you have to be spiritual. In other words, your lifestyle also has to be spiritual. It's not enough, you know, I do my mitzvah, and then I'm a gashmi zige mensch. Your lifestyle also has to be a ruchni zige lifestyle, which means, Shimroitim li'ezovik b'Hashem, torech lehiskadesh lo'y lehenes v'nyonim gashmi. You can't be shikua, you can't be sunk into this gashmi zige world. The Torah she yishar tam hamatzah b'peh mibli lekalkulim hanoi gashmir. The tam hamitzvah should always remain. That is what should permeate your life. The efsher liyazovik b'Hashem rakal yedezeh shemiskachim lebli lehonis v'nyon elamazeh. You have to make a choice, Rabbi. It's either going to be elamaboy or elamazeh. That's its bottom line. You can't have both. That's the decision you have to make. Elamazeh is the vehicle to be zoichet elamaboy. So the question is, how are we going to use Olam Hazeh? Is Olam Hazeh going to be a tachlis in its own right? Or is it going to be viewed as a means to an end? And if your tachlis in this world is to be a Dovik Bashem, that's really what you're working for. And everything else in this world is merely a hechatimse. To come closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you're going to feel a tremendous Vekas Bashem. And you're going to feel a tremendous hisayrus and an inspiration. And a aliyah ruchnius in your service to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the nekuda, one nekuda between the shiloh of the Ben Chocha. Now what we want to focus on is the next column, which is Vaben Rosha. Vaben Rosha, then we have the Ben Rosha, and the Ben Rosha comes along, and he asks, Mo Avodah Azois Lochem. What is the depth of his Kavana? What is the question of his Shailah? In Yonoi, he says, the Inyan is, Kimo Yishikotet Moran Mekubrin Zechusa Yogan Aleinu. The Moshe Kabriner was the, again, of the founders of the Salonim Chassidus. We spoke last week about the Lechvicher, the Modchi Lechvicher, the Noyach Lechvicher, the son, and after Noyach Lechvicher was Nifter, so the Moshe and the Kabrin was the Mamalamokim. The Moshe of Kabrin took over after the Lechvicher was Nifter. I just want to tell you that they say that it was a Yid came over to the Kabriner once, and he complained that his panos is very, very schwach. And yet he says, my neighbor has a store, not far, very, very close. My neighbor has a store, and Mami is tremendously matriya. Customers keep coming and coming. So I have a store and he has a store. He's matriach. His store is matriach and my store is not matriach. He says, why is that? Why? The Rebbe said to him, the Rosh Kabrina that's being quoted here, Kabrina says, I matriach you, that you're also going to have panos in the Revach, but with one tonight. That every time you see a customer going into your neighbor, thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's giving panos to a yid. You'll be able to instill within yourself enough to forgive, he says, that at least that yid has panos. Forget about yourself for a moment. Think about another yid and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this other yid has panosah. I promise you that you will also have panosah forever. And he said, the Kabrina said, and it's very hard, it's not an easy thing to do. You don't have panosah, the other yid has. You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yerim's panosah. He says, say it at least. And you'll say it long enough, then it'll penetrate in the heart. And he says, that's the way the prophet says, Beticha ubilvavcha lasoisoi. First Beticha, and then he said, Bilvavcha. He says, first say it. Say it. Thank Dalit Bonim. But we have to remember the bottom line. When we know and we become aware that the Torah speaks about the Dalit Bonim, you know what it means? Give the Pesach Yesh Lekulam Aliyah. Everyone has now an opportunity to rise and to change and to reach the highest Madrega. Ba'afilu L'Rosho Yesh Aliyah B'Leil Hiskadi Shachad. That's the Koicha Kedusha of Leil Hasedah. Zer Masha Oimrim Loi. And that's why we say to him, Im Ho Yesham Lo Ho Yenigo. In other words, ki omnom koidem shikarosa hatoyre ben. Look what he's saying. I'm going to show you later the topic of the Nikuda. Yeah, you have to appreciate what he's saying here. He's saying a tremendous thing. We're saying Iloho Yisham. Where was Sham? Sham was in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means it was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, maybe a Russia could have gotten lost. But today, this same Russia doesn't have to be lost. Why? Because now we have a Torah. And through Torah, everybody has a chance. That's what we're saying. Baruch Hamokim, Baruch Hu Kineged, Abor Bonan Dibra Torah. Ilo Hoya Shom Lo Hoya Nigo. Then in Mitzrayim, prior to Torah, Lo Hoya Nigo. But today, even the Russia would be Nigo. Even the Russia would be Nigo. We always think the Russia's lost, finished. No. Today, you never would be finished. Because we have a Torah. What we're saying is Ilo Hoya Shom. Before Matan Torah, Lo Hoya Nigo. That is what the Nesiva Shom is pointing out. And that's exactly what the Tzaddik said many, many years before. Before Matan Torah, that he was called the Ben Lo Hoysa Lo Yaliyah. We would not have a chance for an Aliyah. But now that everybody is called Bonim, all of them, no one is lost. There's no need for you to get lost, and every Yid has hope, and every Yid has a chance, and particular Siyata Dishumaya, for every Yid to be able to go beyond the normal process, to be able to skip the normal process, to be able to reach higher than he is imagined capable of, is the Leil HaTeis of Leil HaSeder. That is the Koyach of Leil HaSeder. Keneged Ababon and Dibre Teir. That is the Koyach of Leil HaKadosh Chai. So with this, Rabbi Yisrael, this appreciation, let's do a little bit of the next Pritzadik. We see number 5. And you'll take a look here. Again, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenotzen Teir Olam Yisrael. Says in Tzadik, this is Pritzadik in Pesach Oishches. He says, Keneged Ababon and Dibre Teir. Right? So he says, L'chayre yesh l'hovin. L'chayre, you know, if you look in the Tzukim, Keneged Ababonim, so the Balagoda gives us Tzukim. For each Ben, there's a different process in the Torah which describes his character. So, the character of the Rosha says, V'hoyu ki yoymer aleichem b'neichem mo ha'voida azoy fochem. Whose question is that? That's the Rosha. But if you look in the Chumash, we see an incredible thing. What does it say after that? After that, V'hoyu ki yoymer aleichem b'neichem mo ha'voida azoy fochem. It says Vayikoid Homa Yishtahvu, that the people they actually bow down. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi says, Al Basuras Abonim. They bow down Al Basuras Abonim because Bahoyikum Lechem Benechem, if you're telling me that the sons are gonna have questions, it means we're gonna have children. Or we're gonna have children. So they bow down to Panka Kosh Baruch Hu, we're gonna have children. So the Tzaddik asks a number of questions. He says, first of all, he says, who's asking this question? The Rosh is asking this question. What's the big simcha? V'hoyah loshin simcha. V'yikar omva yishtachvu, that they're bowing down because of besuras abonim. So he says, halizeh u'shailus haroshah. U'mazu besuras shi'il en bonim reshoim. V'gamazu besuras shi'il debonim. B'chlal, if you're talking about a nation, what kind of besuras tell you that you're going to have children? If you're talking about an individual, a couple gets married, right? You never know, will they not have children? You know, if they would be able to hear, the Novi would come and say, you know something, Bez Hashem, you're going to have plenty of children. They're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Givaldi. So if we talk about a nation, you're going to say the nation are going to have children. What's that, Kiddush? Somebody in the nation definitely going to have children. It may not be this, but the other people. But the nation at large are going to have children. So why is this Besuras HaBon, and why is this just the Givaldi Gizach? We're talking about a people, talking about a nation. A nation certainly is going to grow, one way or another. So if Tzaddik says, why is this the Besuras HaBon? Is that you're talking, this would be a Besuras HaBon, Ish Proti. You're talking about an Ishprat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're giving panosa to another Yid. And eventually, says, it'll go into the heart. It'll become part of you. You're going to believe it, Taki. You'll have that hergish, and you're going to have that feeling. It's this interesting thing. It was said about him, the Kabrina, just one Monikuda. He says that once, Taki, by Shabbos Kodesh Tish, he says, by the Moshe of Kabrin, he said the people were standing around the Tish. It was very crowded, as you find by a Rebbe Shetish, and there was no room to sit. And the Kabrina was looking at a particular young man who was standing there. And this particular young man was a frequent person who came to the Tish very often, every Shabbos or so. And he asked the Mishamish, the Rebbe asked the Gabi, he says, who is this young man? And the Gabi gives him the name. And the Rebbe says, I don't know him. The Gabi says, what do you mean you don't know him? He says, he's the son of Chotis Pleini. I mean, he's a part of our people here. He's a regular. He says, I don't know him. And then he says again, he says, tell me his name. And he says, I don't know him, and so on and so forth. Finally, the Rebbe says, oh, I know who he is. So the question is, why didn't he know before? The Rebbe goes over to the young man. He says, come here. He says, you know why I didn't recognize you? He says, it's a cloud, and Tafidus, and Tanya talked about it from the Baal Shem Tov, that the essence of a person is where his machshava is. In other words, if your mind is elsewhere, then you're not here. You're really there. The person is not where his body is. The body is just merely a shell. The mokim of the chayfis, you know, where you put it down, that's the mokim of the chayfis. But a person, the mokim of a person is where his mind is. The mokim of a person is where you want to be, where you're thinking about. If you're thinking about a different place, that in fact is where you are. So the Kabrina said, your machshavas were in areas that are lo tovim, on areas which are not pure. You were there. I didn't recognize you. You took it in. But now you came back, he says. Now I recognize you. Yet b'sadu. Before your machshavas were infected with kindness, so I did not recognize you. So he brings down here. The Kabbina said, on the Ben Rosha, he says, Otu b'rishia skinin. Do you think we're talking about a Rosha Manish? He says, that's not what we're talking about. And the Balagoda talks about the Ben Rosha, and we're not talking about a real Rosha. The truth is, this Rosha we're talking about, this one kind of a Rosha we're talking about, this Rosha is an Oved Hashem. However, he has many ups and downs. Now he continues to slip, Ach meroif kishloine siyeshloi, kol pam shechoyzev v'noifel higil yish. That's the Ben we're talking about. We're talking about a person, right, who falls so many times, he slips that he falls into a yish, he falls into despair and doesn't feel that he has hope ever to be able to become something. The Alkin Shoyal, so he's asking more avoda azos lochem veloy loy. He's asking the question, Atem shezachisim l'shmira hu'al yoyne ru'uyim la'avoda. I see for some reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting you. Aval hu, meaning the Rosh is saying, Shemolik ishloinis from the Yetzer Hara, but I see my Yetzer Hara shebo'e, but I see I have such a stark Yetzer Hara. Se'ech yochel avodes Hashem. Apparently, I don't have the Siyata d'Shemaya, the Rosh is asking. You people are different. For some reason, you have more Siyata d'Shemaya than I do. The El of Achuvah, so the answer comes back to him. Ilu hoye shom lo hoye nigo. What does it mean? Pirish. Gamono, we're saying to the Russia, we were the same like you. What do you think? We were always like this. When we were back in Mitzrayim, we were memte sharetuma. Gamono shikurim hoyinu b'mitzrayim b'memte sharetuma. However, why were we nigal? Because we were never misyayish. That's the point. And the Kriya the Tzadik elaborated on many, many times. The youth should never aim youth. She said, there's no such thing as youth by youth. And this is what the Nesi Shalom is mentioning here too. We were nigal from Mitzrayim, despite the fact we're meant to shatuma, because we never lost hope. We never fell into a matzav of yush. Like mikoyach shis chazaknu v'isiyashnu megulas hanefesh v'megulas haguf. Higanu at koi, we reached this madrega. Ilu ho yesham lo ho yenigo machmes etzem hayush hazeh sheboy. Because the etzem hayush itself. That's the klal. Skip, go down to the next little paragraph. Uklal hadvorim, he says. The bottom line is, says the Nesi Shalom, kedisa b'sfar magdashim. The Indian Mashidibra Toyra Kenegas Kola. You're telling me that he's going to have children, right? That's a Besura Shiul Adbonin. Avloma Shalem, when you're talking about an entire nation, how I oilam kibin hogin oik, as if it's developed. You get married, you have children, right? Shinoitim Noshim Lidim Bonin. Says the Psodic, you know what the Besura Toyra is? The Besura Toyra is, Ach Iker Absora Hopsura Hoyolahem, She'ab Habonim Rishoyim. The Tzaddik says is, yes, this is Taka the Shail of the Rosha. The Surah Taiva is that this Rosha is not always going to remain a Rosha. It may be a Rosha now. Because going back to what the Tzaddik says many, many times, the Rosha in the depth of his heart is always connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a matter of time. Will come the spark of his Osiris to see the light, every Yid is going to come back. No Yid will be lost. As the Pasuk says, the Zohar brings, it says, Tiva Amech Kulam Tzadikim. Amech Kulam Tzadikim. So the question says, the Zohar, Vahokamech Hayovin Izbu B'Yisrael, but there's so many that are Chayit. How can you say, Vahamech Kulam Tzadikim? There are many that are Chayit. Elohochitone, says the Zohar HaKodesh, that once Yidden, they mallowed themselves. So now they basically have removed, right, have removed the Sheirish of impurity from their bodies. The cut is gazru. Is gazru means they cut. So olu bahai. We go next. Chul ketove the kuchibrichu. Through mila, we come become a chelik of a kodesh baruch hu. The chesiv as it says the tzadik yisoid oilam. That's referring through mila. So kiv the olu the entered bahai chul ket the tzadik vaday kulam tzadikim loilam yeshuaret. And the tzadik goes on, and I will show you. The chenisa be gemara. Take a look at gemara and said hedrin daf nindalas. Gemara talks about ocham. Ochon, as we know, right, he was moil in the spoil. Ochon, the Gemara says, was over on the Chamishe Chumshe Torah. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Nindalad that Aval Pishachota Yisroel Hu, the famous Memra, Yisroel, Aval Pishachota Yisroel, we all heard that Memra. The Gemara says this Gaba Ochon. The one says the Gaba Ochon. And the Gemara says, Ase, Dikoi, Beinechufe, Ase Shemoi. Hadasim, right, which have such a gvaldig, a beautiful smell. But hadassim grow many times among wild branches. despite the fact that they're between wild branches, they don't lose their identity. Hadassim still are Hadassim, which means that a Yid, no matter what the situation is, he still is a Yisroel, still is a Yid. He says, "Va'asa korlei apsha over al kol ha'tayir." This is a tzaddik again giving chizuk to each and every Yid, no matter what the situation. He says, "U'moshar barlosoi," and even though he was a moshar barlosoi, meaning shirato shlo yakiru by shuhu mohel, he wanted to physically, right, do some changes to his body. They shouldn't recognize that he's gemalot. How far can you, says the Yid, have to be removed that he wants to deny his bris, right? He wants to deny his bris. This is Ochon. Ochon did all of that. Till Yeshua says to him, the Pasuk says, and this is the Pasuk in Yeshua, Kapitel Zion. Yeshua says, Yachlecho Hashem Hayoim Hazeh. Hashem will cause you trouble this day. So the Gemara Darshan Hayoim Hazeh. Today, that in the next world you'll have a Chelek Olam Habo. Yeshua Chelek Olam Habo. So what do we see from here? So here we see that even if you have a Ben Rosha, but nevertheless, as a Ben Rosha, it's just a matter of time. But even though he might be a Ben Rosha, but going again to the penimis of that Yid has a tremendous Hoyach in the Shomer, the Gamisa the Mishnah. And when the Mishnah says again, in Sanhedrin, there are Gimel Malachim, there are three kings in Jewish history, the Dalet Hed Yoytis, She'emam Chelik Olam Habo. So here we have a Gemara, which is a scary Gemara, telling us about a number of people that will never have a Chelik Olam Habo. Comes the second Gemara, and this is something we already mentioned once, comes the second Gemara there in Sanhedrin and says that Darshi Rishuma Shaimru. Darshi Rishuma means those that were able to darshan symbolic, right? Symbolic Sukkim, Darshi Rishuma, they darshan the Rishim, they read between the lines, it's called Darshi Rishuma. That the Darshi Rishuma said no, that Kulam Boyim Loilam Habo, this is the Greek. The Darshi Rishuma said that every Yid will come Loilam Habo, even those Gimel Malachim, Chutma Bilam, except Bilam. Bilam will not come. But all the other kings I've mentioned before that will not have a Chelik Loilam Habo, the Daish Rishuma said they will. The Tzaddik says, what does it mean, Daish Rishuma? The Tzaddik says, no, Daish Rishuma means as follows. Daish Rishuma means, Hainashimasigim Hargosha Lemaila Mesechel Anushi Vuhurakim Eloishim. What it means is as follows. If we look with human eyes and we evaluate a situation with human eyes, we come to a conclusion. Read the Roshim in Shemayim. That's called Roshim Rishumi. They see things which are not evident. What's a Roshim? A Roshim means when you don't see something clearly. When something is not seen clearly, you have to have people with special vision that can see it. The Roshim Rishumis look beyond this world. They look and evaluate people through a different standard. They see that all those we thought do not have a Chelek Olam Habo, in fact will have a Chelek Olam Habo. That's what Roshim Rishumis means. They look with different lenses. They are able to see the Roshim, things that are not clearly seen, but they can read the Roshim. V'rak ha-Dosh Rishumas Omru. Only the Dosh Rishumas said, She'esh v'm chelik v'm habo. Mach v'shehei mezera Yisroel. V'av v'shechoto, Yisroel hu b'la yidach v'meno nidach. V'al b'sura hazu hoyu s'meichim. That says the Tzaddik, that was the b'sura. Se'vohoyu ki yoyim l'alechem b'neichem, they will always be your children. In spite of the fact, what are they saying? Mu'avoyde Dosh Lachem, that's the shal of the Roshah. Guess what? The Rosh is asking the question, but B'neichem, they will always be your children. Despite the fact that he's a Rosh, that's the Besura Taiva. We should never think that we're going to lose some of our children. And Yid are going to be lost. They appear to be lost, and they might appear to be a Fablonjit, but the end result is that every Yid will come back, every Yid will return. And from that Besura, it says, Vayikoyd huam vayishtarvu al Besuras hazera, meaning, Shehuptuchu lohem sheyilu zaram kedushas Yisrael yoylam. That is the whole idea, and that is what the Baal Gada wants to point out. So later on, the Tzaddik points out, we're going to skip this particular stickle, and the Tzaddik says the same idea, Ilu ho yisham lo ho yonigo. Maybe before we had Torah, right? Chances might have been different, but now that we have a Torah, we say, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, but now the fact is that we have a Torah, so everyone is able to find a tikkun. And by the way, look at the last four lines of this column, Balzeh, the last five, six lines, Balzeh Meram Mestevis Baruch Hu. He should be blessed. Not as we're speaking, right? Balosh Nister. We're not speaking you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be blessed. Baruch Hu. He. What does it mean? Shetevas hu meramez alo osid. Shenela meseichel anushi. We don't see it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it. Ki ein shum hatzogi b'sichleinu, because our seichel is not masi. Eich yuchel ha-rosha lovel edetikun. ala shem yizborach shu lamala masagoseinu hiptichonu shu yidach memenu nida. That is the koyach haboisai. Baruch hamokim baruch hu. Kenegra babonim de b'teire, that each and every yid finds a tikkun through teire, and specifically Leil HaSeder, every yid has this opportunity. It's like the wellsprings are open. The wellsprings of Kedusha are open, that every yid is able to achieve and attain Kedusha to madregis that he never imagined possible. But now I believe the Gevaldige conclusion, you know, with this segment, is to look at this next tikkun, Tzidkus HaTzadik, I involve, and the Tzadik tells us what should be an attitude of a yid when he's down. When he's down, when he's low, how should a yid look at his master? What should the attitude of a yid be? Right? Well, has. A Levite should be more ups than downs, but sometimes it's precarious. There's more downs than ups. What should be the attitude of a yid? So the Tzadik now in a different sefer, this is Tzidkus HaTzadik, or is I involved? Look what he says. The Eis Kishloi Noadom. When a man becomes Nichshol, and what he means, this could be any Aveira in the Torah. Doesn't make a difference. If a person finds himself being Nichshol in an Aveira, Yeda! Listen what he says. This incredible word. Yeda, you should know, Sheba Oisa Eis, in this time, Hu Hachona La Oisa Dova La Tois. The Tzaddik says that every situation where a person is in a matzav of low, that dafke is the springboard that means that now it's time to turn it around. If he takes advantage of that opportunity, dafke mitoich hanafila, he says, yuchalalois lemadrege gedoyle me'oid kifi goydle hacheit shayetzer masisoi. So the Tzaddik says, if you see that you had a tremendous yetzer, you should realize that that means that you also have an opportunity to tzad hakedusha. There's a flip side as well. He says, "Kachu goydel hatoiva shiyuchal liklatoyis." Don't lose that opportunity. He says to himself, "Oh, I'm a terrible matzah. I have a terrible yetzahara." You should realize that's a simon that you can now use the energy latoiva. If you hapach chukizu, take this desire, take this incentive, the chemdezu latoiv umoisoy inyan mamish. He says, who hatoiva hepachalot. In other words, it doesn't mean that you have an opportunity to do something else. You can take that energy, take that desire, take that drive, take that ambition that is driving you now to the opposite direction, and turn it over and be mehapachet from alutot. That is your simon, that's the simon of Shemayim, and this is the koyach that you're able to do. And the Tzaddik brings a raya. The Kumashikosa Bezoya, the Zoya Kodesh has been pinachet. He believes such a thing? There never was a generation lower than the Dor HaMabul. We never had a generation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the entire world. That low world, that world filled with immorality, that world steeped in Gzela and Avodah Zarah and all of the Averis Chamuras, had the potential to be a generation worthy for Kabbalah Sotera. How can you see it? Says the Tzaddik, I'll tell you. Because Vahoya Oz Moshe, because the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu existed then, Moshe Darsha Razal on the Posek Al, it says, Bishagom Hubosa. The Gemara says, Moshe Min HaTorah Minayin, because it says in Bereishis, just before the Mabul, it says, Bishagom Hubosa. And the Gemara says, Bishagom is a Gematria Moshe. Bishagom is a Gematria Moshe. What does it mean? Because the Maim of the Mabul, Maim is Torah. Ein Maim Ela Torah. What was the Mabul? Maim. The only difference is these were treacherous waters. These were Maim Hazedoinim. The Mabul was Maim Hazedoinim. Maim is Torah, Veheim Hopchuhu, the Maim Hazedoinim. Well, they lost an opportunity. They had an opportunity. The Dor HaMabul could have been, we didn't have to wait thousands of years. We didn't have to wait many years till Matan Torah, till Har Sinai. We could have had the Torah right away as early as the days of the Mabul. Had they taken advantage of the time, they had an opportunity, slip through their fingers. He says, "Vatoyri taklus ki moilam shebishvilo nivro." Right? If not for Torah, there would be no world. Vehem garmu avdoinoi. They were garm the loss of it. But oisai eis hoyemuchet ilu zochu mamish lahepech. That time, the time which signifies the lowest point of their lives, that time, prakert, was also an opportunity for the highest point in their lives to be able to receive the Torah. Shehu yiridus neimei hatoyri ki moilam. That they nebuch lost. They lost it. The Chaim Beis Achurban, the same time when it came Churban Beis Hamidosh, Noilad Mashiach. Another example. Dabki mitoich hanafila. Dabki mitoich hayirida. Dabki mitoich, the gress the tzaris, Churban Beis Hamidosh, Tikva is born, hope is born, Mashiach is born. Yerushalmi, as he brings the Yerushalmi prophet. He oisei eis hoyemuchim im zochel lebiyas Mashiach. So the tzaddik says it's not stam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares the nechama. No. The zman itself, the zman of nefila shows it's also a zman. The zman of great nefila shows that zman itself is a zman for Faket, for Tvor and Tavim. But the zman of the churban shows that the zman also contains the tremendous potential for geula. So if they would have been zeichet, they could have turned the energy of that zman instead of leading to churban to bring us to Bias HaMashiach, Umbinyan HaBias HaMikdash, Hanitzchi, V'Kaim Lab. And that was a mistake of the time. We had many, many opportunities. You realize many times you have Gedolim and Tzadikim Rabbeisai that give different gematrias, a different zmanim, you know, this is the time for Mashiach and this is the time for Mashiach. It didn't happen. You know what it means? It was an opportunity. We lost that opportunity. The Mabul was the time, was the Zman of Matan Torah. Who would have believed if I would tell you the Zman of Matan Torah was in the time of the Mabul? Who would have believed it? Nobody would have believed it. Yet we're being told they had the opportunity, the potential, slip by the fingers, and Faket, instead of utilizing it to its positive side, is Faket, it was used to its extreme negativity. And so forth, says Reb Tzadik. When a person finds himself at the lowest ebb of his life, he should realize that this time itself has also the greatest potential for his life. It was this chizik and with this kaya that he goes especially to the Leila Seder, which is the all-time zman for chizik and Yeshua's Sakali soil, Abiyasil Tzadik Memon.